It's time to talk fishing for Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo, Central Victoria's gold.
It's a very good morning to Shane this morning. G'day, Shane. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
And a very happy Labor Day long weekend. What are you doing this weekend? You getting away?
I am actually, Sean. I'm heading up to the Horsham Fishing Competition.
Horsham?
Yes. A friend of mine has come down from Queensland. He's an old Horsham boy, and we're going to catch up with him and his family and have a fish in the Horsham Fishing Competition tomorrow. You never know, may win a car or a boat or something like that.
Fantastic. I guess with the long weekend, it's a good time to look at some safety tips. We'll start off with some fishing safety tips.
Absolutely, yeah. Probably the main one, obviously, is that you travel to your destination safely, so no speeding and all those sorts of things. But there'll be a lot of people on the water over the weekend, as in boating, kayaking, all those watercrafts. So obviously the main thing, life jackets and safety equipment. Be mindful of others on the water. Alcohol and water don't mix, so please remember that. And just be safe out on the water, because we want everyone to go away, enjoy the weekend, catch some fish or do some water skiing and all those sort of water sports. But once again, come home nice and safe and sound as well.
Don't rush to get there, because the fish will still be there.
They will. They're all there weekend, so they don't know it's on weekend.
What about some tips for camping? I reckon something you've got to watch out for is maybe the spikes if you're putting up a tent.
Yeah, well, there's lots of things there. As you just mentioned, previous camps that people have left their pegs and all those sort of things. But a couple of things I wrote down this morning was campfires is probably a big one.
Yes.
Make sure around your campfire it's nice and clear. And when you go to bed, extinguish the fire. You never know, the winds could get up during the night and blow the fire around, and all of a sudden we could have a fire in our hands. Be mindful of other campers around, because nothing worse than camp being right next to you and they're up partying till 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And another one, I know it's pretty hard in some spots, but don't camp under trees. That's probably a good one, because there's a few branches and limbs come down every now and then. And the biggest one, I think, is you take all your gear with you, make sure you take it home, and that's inclusive of your rubbish.
I guess if you are lighting a fire, check it's not a total fire ban as well?
Exactly that, yes. So find out all the rules and regulations, and possibly have a bucket of water or a fire extinguisher near your fire. And as I said, before you go to bed, make sure everything's cleared away and the fire extinguished. Get rid of all your camping chairs and everything else you leave lying around, and put the fire out.
We should check where they're biting this long weekend.
Absolutely. Certainly there's been a bit of action around, probably a lot of fish being caught up along the Murray River, but we've got Lake Wenderee still continues to produce fish here in Ballarat. Redfin have been on the menu. It just seems to be redfin everywhere at the moment, which is fantastic. Lake Eppalock, they've been catching redfin again up there over the last week on lures and soft plastics, and those guys are heading down to the Western District. Lake Purrumbete is still producing redfin down there in between 10 and 20 metres of water, so there's plenty of fish to be caught around the district. And just one last thing, Sean, if anyone's over here in Ballarat for the Begonia Festival, we've got the Ballarat Fish Hatcheries, which is in Gilly Street. It's open to the public on all weekends, so Saturday, Sunday and Monday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with just a gold coin donation. So, and that's a really, really good place to take the family through and have a bit of a look and see how fish are actually produced here around Ballarat District.
That was Shane talking all things fishing, with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo. Thanks, Shane. Enjoy your long weekend.
Shall do. Thanks, Sean.